Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem Perek HaMenachos VaHaNesachim. The first Mishnah begins with the din that Menachos and Nesachim, which have not yet been niskadosh b'kli, can still have pidyon. He can redeem their value onto money, and with that money he'll buy other Menachos and Nesachim. And the reason for this is, as Rashi says over here, that before they have kiddush kli, all they have is kedushas domim, and not kedushas haguf. For that reason, they have pidyon. Once they're ready neskadosh and the kli shoris, now they have kedushas haguf, and they cannot be nifta. This is in contrast with a behemo, if one is magdash a behemo or an oif, with the kiddush pe alone, even before the kedushas kli, it already has kedushas haguf. Therefore, the din is it cannot be nifta. The only exception is that if the behemo gets a mum, a balmum can have pidyon. Oifus can never have pidyon, as we'll discuss later. Rakapam, this brings us to the question, why should there be a chilik between a mincha and a zevach? Why is that a zevach immediately with the kedushas peh, it's already chal kedushas haguf on the behemah? Ashenkei menochas and nesachim, the kiddush for peh only gives them a kedushas domim, not a kedushas haguf. In order for them to get kedushas haguf, you have to have a kiddush kli sharis. So this question is discussed in the Briskarov, in the Chiddush Maron Reza Levi, al Rambam, in the back, in the Mechtovim, on page 162, the Briskarov is responding to a letter which had been written to him. It said over that the writer was Reb Chatzkel Abramsky Zitzal, the Chazon Yecheskel. The writer had been bothered by this question, what is the chiluk between Zvachim and Menachos as far as how the Kedushas Haguf is chal on them? And the writer had suggested that the chiluk is that a Zevach, a Behemo, is ready for a Krava immediately at the moment of Kedushas Peh. As soon as he's Makdash Shibbe Peh, he could bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and start by doing Shechita. Mashenkin a mincha, after the Kedushas Peh, it's not ready yet for the Avodis. It has to be first placed into a Kli Shoreis, the Soilis along with the Shemin and the Levino, and the Kmitza, the Maisa Kmitza also has to be done only from the Kli Shoreis. Therefore, with the Hakadosha Bepeh alone, it's not yet ready to begin doing the Avodis. Everything has to be first put into a Kli Shoreis. For that reason, the Kedushas Haguf is only Chal then, after it's put into the Kli, and it's ready for the Avodis to begin. At that moment, it's Chal the Kedushas Haguf. And the Biskrov responds, he says, if one takes a look in the Rosh Hashanah in Ner Sigo, he actually says similar to this. However, the Biskrov asks a few kashas on this Mahalach. First, he asks that there's a din that a person can bring Levina Bifnayatma. He could donate Keteris on its own as an adar for the Beis Hamikdash and will be brought on the Mizbeach. And over there, it doesn't have any Avodah of Kmitza, and the Hilach and Akhtar as well, the Biskrov says, according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, that Hilach and Akhtar does not require to be done in a Kli Sharis. So this Levina theoretically never has to be in a Kli Shoreis, yet still he says it's partial that the din is that I'll not get Kedushas Haguf with the Kiddush Peh alone. You have to first put it into a Kli Shoreis in order to get Kedushas Haguf before you're makrivit. And here you can't say that it's because it's not Roy for a Krav until it's in a Kli Shoreis, because the Betzim it could be Roy to be brought in the Mizbeach without putting it into the Kli Shoreis. A Karach of the Pshat is that Kiddush Peh alone does not give Kedushas Haguf other than a Karbin, a Mincha or a Nesachim doesn't give Kedushas Haguf. It's not because it's lacking any avoidus, it's not because something starts to be done to it in order to make it ready for the Mizbeach. Another kasha the Briskrov asks is that we know by a Bama, if a person is makar of a carbon on a Bama Siochid, so there is a number that it could bring even a Mincha, by a Bama Siochid there is no Kli Shoreis, we know, and still the Briskrov proves from a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yad Aleph, which is Muchach, that if a person is makdish a Mincha to be brought on a Bama, it does not get Kedushas Haguf with the Kiddush Peh alone. And if we would say that the only reason why Menachos and Nesachim do not get Kedushas Haguf with the Kiddush Peh, because they're not yet ready to be brought as a carbon until they're put into a Kli Shoreis, so by Bama they don't have to be put into a Kli Shoreis, there is no such a thing as a Kli Shoreis as by a carbon of a Bama, the Chor, they should have got Kedushas Haguf immediately with the Kiddush Peh. From here the Briskov proves, the reason why Menachos and Nesachim do not get Kedushas Haguf with the Kiddush Peh is not because they're lacking anything, not because they're not yet ready for the carbon until they're put into the Kli Shoreis. Because of these kashas, the Briskrov goes on and he brings a different mahalach to answer this question. However, before we see that, we'll first mention that we do find in a Rishain that says similar to this mahalach of the Briskrov. The Rav in the beginning of Tomid, was also bothered by this kasha, what's the chili between Menachos and Zvachim? Zvachim immediately with the Kedushas Peh, Schal Kedushas Haguf, Mashenkei Menachos. And Rav says that a mincha which just had Kedushas Peh is still Choser Meiser Rabbah, a significant action is still lacking before the mincha is ready for Akrova, and that is Blila. Until the Blila, the mincha is not yet ready for Akrova, therefore with the Kedushas Peh alone, that's not enough to give it a Kedushas Haguf. By Shenken by Zevach, the Rabbit says, Shechita is not considered a Maiser Rabbah. Shechita is not such a significant action which has to be done. The rabbis seem to have been bothered that a zebach also l'chayr is not yet roi until after Shechita. After Shechita is when it first gets a din of a carbon to be hooker on the mezbeach. L'chayr we should consider that it's lacking the ma'isa Shechita. That should prevent it from being chal kedushas haguf. That rabbi says that Shechita is not as significant of a ma'isa as blila. So this is similar to the mahalach that the Biskrov brings from the letter that he had received, as well as the Rishash. There are similar mahalach that a zevach is immediately ready at the time of the Kedushas Peh. That's why he has Kedushas Aguf, Mashen Keinu Mincha. The Raiva does add, however, and this will answer the kasha that the Biskrov asked from Levina, the Raiva says that Keteris also is Chosr Ketisha, has to be ground before it's ready to be brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore, that's also considered that it's missing a significant Maisa, and therefore the Kedushas Aguf is Nachal immediately with the Kedush Peh. There are, however, other kashas which Lachrinim ask on this Ravid. Migdash David in Sima Gimel Oisches asks from Nesachim, if one brings Nesachim alone, because the Nesachim do not need anything to make them roi for Akrova, they're ready as is to be poured on the Mizbeach, so why should they not get a Kedushas Aguf with the Kiddush Peh? The Chazay Necheskel, Pchatskel Abramsky, this increases Peregdaut Halacha Vav, he asks over there, from Minchas Chayta, a Minchas Chayta does not have any Shemen, it's all it is a seiles, and there it's not missing blila. According to the way the Ravid says, that should be chal the kedushas haguf immediately with the hakdosha bepeh. And he brings the Ravid from the Gemara and Seik Dechav Beis and Mabeis, that's muchach like this, that even a minchas chayta does not have a kedushas haguf at the time of kiddush peh, it's only after the kiddush kli. There's another answer to this kasha, which we find in Rishonim, in the Tshuva Sarajba. This is in Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Lamed Aleph. This is quoted in the Sefer Minchas Avram over here in our Sugya. Rashba also was coming to address this question, what is the chiluk between Zvachim and Menachos? And he quotes a sugya earlier on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah over there on Daf Tzadik Vav says, Kol Menachos Yesh Behem Maisa Kli Bifnim. Rashba over there learns, what does it mean Yesh Behem Maisa Kli Bifnim? He says, Lisha V'Aricha HaKol B'Klisharis Bifnim. V'Loi B'Chutz. The Lisha and the Aricha have to be done in a Klisharis inside the Azara. Taisa over there is Mavur, the Afiyah as well. And over there dashes is from a Apostolic in Yecheskel, that's the makor. The Gemara says to that which the Mishnah says that Menachos need Maisa Kli Bifnim. And the Shuvas Rashba he says that from that pasuk you also learn that's the makor that you have to be mekadosh the mincha in a kli bifnim, meaning before the kiddush kli, it doesn't have kedushas aguf, it only has kedushas damim. So basically, what the Rashba is saying is that it's exeris hakosov. And without this drasha, you would have assumed that a mincha is the same as a zevach. The Kedushas Haguf is Chal with the Hakadosh Bepeh, but from this pasuk which tells us that you need Maisa Kli, that's what tells us that you have to be Mekadosh in the Kli, and before the Kiddush Kli, it only has Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf. There is yet another Mahalach which is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avram. He quotes this B'Shem Dezer Avram, the son-in-law of Dar Sameach, who brought B'Shem his father-in-law, the Pshat is that since Menachos, as well as Nesachim and Keteris, all of them have a Shear. The Mincha has to be in Nisarin, Nesachim also have a Shear. Anything that has a shear cannot be niskadish or kedushas peh alone, because unless it's put into a kli, the kli is what's mitzarif and it makes it that there's a complete shear over here. When it's all enclosed together in one kli, that's what gives a shaychis between one part of the seilis to the rest of the seilis. Therefore, before it's put into a kli, it's not considered that there's a whole shear over here and cannot be chal kedushas haguf. The Chazon Yecheskel is bothered by this. He says, for that it would be enough to put it into a kli choyel. Why does it have to be placed dafka into a kli sharis? Once it's put into a kli chol and you have the full shear, now it should be able to be chal in a kedushas haguf. Rakhman, that's the mahalach of Dar Sameach. He says a behemo or an oif, which is a live animal, so in essence it's one entity. Mashenkin, seilos or shemer, the only thing that connects one part to the other part is by being in a kli together. Rakhman, to get back to the Biskrov, the Biskrov says another mahalach. He says the kash really is not a kasha to start with. He says that which Menachos and Nesachim do not have kedushas haguf with the Hakdosha B'Peh alone, it's not because something is lacking, they're not ready. It's not the Pshat that something's preventing the Kedushas HaGuf from being Chal. Rather, the Pshat is that the Kedushas HaGuf of Kiddush Peh, which we find by Behemah and by Oif, that's the din which was given specifically for Behemahs and Oifahs. That type of Kedushas HaGuf can never be Chal, Menachos and Nesachim. The only type of Kedushas HaGuf which can be Chal is a different type of Kiddush, a Kiddush of Kli Sharis. In other words, the Biskrov is saying, Kedushas HaGuf which is Chal Aydei Kiddush Peh, and Kedushas HaGuf, which is Chal Aigdei Kli Sharis, is two different types of Kedushas. He proves this, he says, we see even by Behemoth and Eifes, at a later point, afterwards, when he does the Shechita, now they had Kiddush Kli Sharis, they can no longer have a Pidyon, as we see the Gemara says, the top of Kofal from Aleph, Mi Kli Sharis Le'ashkechon Demifrik, as Rashi says over there, that once they had a Shechita, now they had a Kiddush of a Kli Sharis, and they cannot have Pidyon. The Brisk Rav is saying that these are two different types of Kedushas. It's not the Pshat that there's two ways of getting to the same point. Yes, Menachas need an additional step because there's something preventing the Kedushas Aguf from being Chal at the time of Hakdosh Repair. And there's two totally different types of Kedushas. Is the Kiddush Per, which the Brisk Rav suggests, is learned from the Pasuk in Parashas Bechukosai, Parachov Zayin, Pasuk Tes. It says over there, Ve'im behima sheyakrivu memenu korban Hashem, kol sheyitu memenu Hashem yeh kodesh. The Pasuk says anything that you give to Hashem will be Neskadish. The next Pasuk says, Lo yachlifenev lo yomer oisei toiv bera, oi rabbi toiv, that's the parasha of Tmura. The din of Tmura, it's only something on which is Neskadish Rekadusha Saguf, not Kedusha Sdomim. So there you see already that by yitin memenu Hashem, giving something to Hashem, which is Kedusha Speh, it's chal already Kedusha Saguf. And the Pesukim over there are talking specifically about the Hakdosha of Behemoth. So the Brisk Rav says the whole parasha of Kedusha Saguf, which is chal de dibur, that's only found by Behemoth and Oifis, not by Menachos and Nesachim. That which we have Kedushas Kli, that's by all types of Kachim, the Brisk Rav says, that's learned from an entirely different Pasuk. Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, after the Meshicha of the Klei HaMishkon. So that says, Kol HaNegei Behem Yigdosh, anything which touches them, gets a Kedusha. From there we learn the Kedushas Aguf, which is Chal, like the Kiddush Kli Sharis. Now if there is no differentiation, what do you put into the Kli Sharis? It could be Menachos, Nesachim, Keteris, all of them get a Kedushas Aguf, like the Kiddush Kli Sharis. But there is no makar, the Brisk Rav says, that the Pasuk in Parashas Bechukosai, which says, Kosh ha-yitim emenu l'Hashem yeh kodesh, the Pesukim over there talking about Balei Chaim, and there is no makar to say that it would apply to Menachos and Nesachim as well, they would get a Kedushas Aguf, like the Kiddush Peh. So to summarize, we had four Mahalchim over here to explain that which we see in the beginning of the parak over here, that Menachos and Nesachim did not get Kedushas Aguf with Kiddush Peh alone. We had the Mahalch of the Shoyal, the one who wrote the letter to the Brisk Rav, which the Rishash says similar to that, the Ilish Shlom over here in the Asuga says it as well, and we found that the Ravid and Talmud says also along these lines, which is because the Mincha is not yet ready for Akrava at the time of Kedushas Peh. The second Halach, we saw the Halach of the Rashba and Chuvis, it's based on the Sugan of Tzadik Vav, called Menachos Yesh Peh Maisa Kli Bifnim, which is learned from a Pasuk according to the Rashba. From that Pasuk also, we learn that you need the Kedushas Kli in order to get Kedushas Hagof. The third Halach, we said from Rav Meir Simcha, he says because the Menachos and Nesachim have a Shir, only by being placed in a Kli, it's considered that the entire Shir is together. And the fourth Malach of the Brisk Rav, that there are two totally different types of Akdoshas. There's Kedushas Peh, which we find only by Balei Chaim, and there's Kiddush Kli Sharis from the Pasuk called Negei Behem Yigdosh, that's by all types of Kachim. Now, continue on. The Gemara towards the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis discusses that which the Mishnah says, that Menachos and Nesachim, which were reading the Skadish Bekli, Ein Behem Pidyon. And the Gemara asks, Pshito, Kedushas Aguf Ninu, the Chayetz Pasha, once they have Kedushas Aguf, they definitely do not have Pinyin. What is the Chiddush? And my answer is that Sakadai Techamino, Hoyl Ba Mum Ikri Tomei, Tomei Nami Kibal Mum Domi. Since we find in the Torah, as the Gemara explains later on, Daf Kofal from an Aleph, the Torah calls Ba Mum with the Lashon of Tumo, therefore the Gemara says you would think that when Menachos and Nesachim become Tomei, the Tumo has a din of a Ba Mum, just like a Ba Mum could be Poida even though it has Kedushas Aguf already. So too, you should be able to be paid the Menachos and Nesachim even after they have Kedushas Aguf, because they're similar to a Baal Mum. That the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Kamashmon, the Mishnah tells us they do not have Pidyon, and the reason is, Delavki hai tomei kagir rachmona le Baal Mum, the Meklishois le Ashkechon de Mifrik. Now, there's a few problems over here in this Gemara. Firstly, in the half meaning of the Gemara, there's a problem. The Gemara says it's sad to say that Menachos and Nesachim could have Pidyon, since when they became tomei, they have a dinner of a Baal Mum. The Chayr we see in the Seif of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "Ha'ufas va'itzim va'alavayna v'klishayis mishenitmu ein lam pidyon," and the Mishnah explains why. Shlei nemer pidyon elo bebehima. We only find the concept of pidyon in the Torah by a behima. The Mashmoi says that there is no such concept of pidyon by anything other than a behima, even by ufas, which could get a mum, not a regular mum. The klal is ein tamus v'zachris ba'ufas. The regular pasuk of ba'mum does not apply to ufas. However, there is still a psul of mechusar aver if an entire limb is missing. Now, if it does become possible, kaputi that's similar to a Baal Mum, it's still a din is that it doesn't have pidyon. The Kerner of your quote, Sigmar increases, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Hifish Oif Vinistaiv. Nistaiv kaputi means it became a Mechusar Eiver. The Gemara there says, Ein La Oif Pidyon, you cannot be paid, as Rashi over there explains, She Pidyon Lo Nemer El Bebehima. Kaputi Rashi is saying is that we only find the concept of pidyon in Behima. Anything else, anything that has Kedusha Saguf other than Behima, does not have pidyon. We should mention that the Arachinim have a tzad to say that which Oifus does not have Pidyon is not the Pshat, because only Behemoths have Pidyon and not Oifus. Rather, the Pshat is because Oifus don't have the parish of Mumin Bechlal. And although, as we mentioned, there is a din that Mechusar Aver is possible, They explain that Mechus Reva is not the same din as Mum, it's a whole new din. Therefore, since the whole parasha of Pidyon is only by Bali Mumin, and Oifus don't have that din of Bali Mumin, that's the reason why they don't have Pidyon. This is how some Achrenim want to suggest, but Al-Kupanim, the Pashas would be not like this, but like the Lashon of our Mishnah, Shloinemar Pidyon Elo Behemo, and as the Rashi increases, as we saw, there's a Teres Kainim as well, which is also Mashm like this. In Pashas B'chukaisei on the Pasuk of Vehemid Es HaBehemo Lefnei HaKayin, the Teres Kainim over there says, Behemo Niftis Ve'ina Oifus Va'itzin Va'alavayna V'klisharis Niftim. The B.R. Grun and others explain that the Teres Kainim was learning from that which it says, Vehemid Es HaBehemo. Didn't have to say the word behema again, it's extra. It could have said behemid oisa. From the extra word behema, the Teres Kainim is learning the dafka behema niftis, anything else does not have pidyon. The mashmais of the Teres Kainim is that the whole parasha of pidyon in the Torah is dafka by behema, by not by anything else. Agav, in the Sefer Minchas Avram over here, he quotes from the Biskarov that this Teres Kainim itself seems to be a raya, that the din of mechusar eivor by an oif is not a nupsol, and that it's also a psol mum. Because if it was a nupsol, why does the Teres Kainim have to be made and say that the din pidyon is only by behemah, not by oifus? The chayr this oif anyways doesn't have a mum. The Torah only gave a parasha of pidyon if it's a bal mum. This is a chayr be a red abetz and mechus reiver is also a form of a psal mum. It's still a Torah's claim says that there's no pidyon by oif, since the whole parasha of pidyon is only given to behemahs. But al kaparam, the kasha is, even if we are going to consider menachas and nesachim when they become tamei to be similar to a bal mum, still, as the Mishnah says, we don't find the concept of pidyon anywhere other than a behemah. This kasha is asked by the Keren Eiro as well as in the Chedushim of Reb Zalman Sender over here. Now, a second kasha, which is difficult, is on the Kamash Shmulan of the Gemara. The Gemara explains, Kamash Shmulan, the Mishnah tells us that there's no pidyon on Menachos and Nesachim, which were Niskalish Bekli, even if they were Tamei, the Lav Ki Hai Tamei Kai Rechmona Lebal Mum. Which Kepshuta means, even though the Torah does use the Lashon of Tumo when it's referring to Lebal Mum, still that doesn't necessarily mean that when something becomes Tamei, it gets the same din as a Bal Mum. However, then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara adds what seems to be a second svara, the Meklisharis Le'ashkichon Demifrik, which Rashi explains, that means that even by a behema, which does have pidyon when it's a bal mum, but if it was shechted already, the shechit is considered a kedusha of Klisharis, therefore no longer has pidyon, therefore Menachos and Nesachim as well, also they can't have pidyon after the kedusha's Kli, which would mean that even if we would consider Tumah to be like a bal mum, still the Menachos and Nesachim over here would not be able to have pidyon since they had Kiddush Klisharis. This kasha is asked by the Keren Eiro. The Chayr Gemara seems to be giving two different svaras. Why do we need both of them? So I'll say over the pshat which is brought over here in the Chedusha of Reb Zalman Sender. He says like this. He says, Nahavmi of the Gemara that you would have thought, since the Torah calls Baal Mum Loshon Tumo, so Tumo Nami Ke Baal Mum Dami, what it means to say is that it's similar to a Hekesh. The Torah is being Makesh, Tumo and Baal Mum, to tell us that the same way a Baal Mum has Pidyon, something which is Tumo also has Pidyon. Now since it's not Shaykh Tumo by a Behemo, Behema cannot be Mekabel Tumah when it's alive. And after Behema was shechted also, it's not possible to have Pidyon, because it's a din you need Hamodav Ha'arocho. The Pasuk in Parashas B'chukaisei, which talks about Pidyon by a Baal Mum, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'hemid es HaBehema lefnei HaKayin, V'herich oisa HaKayin. From there we learn, this is discussed in the Gemara Chulin Pei Dalid, in order to be paid the Behema, you need Hamodav Ha'arocho. It has to be able to be stood up in order to make the Ha'arocho to evaluate it. Therefore, once the Behema is shechted already, it's not shaykh to be paid it anymore. So therefore, if we're making a drosha that just like a Baal Mum has pidyon, so too Tamei has pidyon, it cannot possibly be referring to a behema, again, because a behema, when it's alive, cannot be Mekabel Tumah, and after it's dead, it cannot have Hamad of Arocha. Akarcha, if we make such a drosha, such a hekish, it would be telling us that there's something else which could become Tamei, which has pidyon. Akarcha, this we have to refer to Menachos and Nesachim, so this gufa would be the makar that other things also have pidyon, even though they had Kedusha Seguf already. Menachos and Nesachim, even after they have Kiddush Kli, you'll be able to be paid to them if they became Tomei, because Tomei is like a Baal Mum. If we talk about Menachos and Nesachim, it would not be a problem, the fact that you cannot do Ha'amada. Zalman Sender over there quotes Rashi and Tosfos and Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omer Aleph, which says that the holding that you need Ha'amada V'arocha is Dafka by Baal Lichayim. Anything other than a Baal Chai doesn't need Ha'amada. So for example, there is a Mandamer who holds even Kodesh Bedek HaBayis also need Ha'amada V'arocha. So if a person is Mekadosh an animal for Bedek HaBayis, so if it's alive, and you can do Hamad of Arocha, then you can be paid it. But if it dies, you cannot do Hamad of Arocha, you cannot be paid it. But if someone's Mekadosh something inanimate for Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, then you could be paid it, even though you don't have Hamad, the whole din Hamad of Arocha is Dafko by Balei Chaim. Bakumami says, if you would learn like this Hekesh, if you make the Hekesh of the Gemara, that since the Torah calls Baal Mum Tomei, so Tomei also is Kabal Mum, then it has Pidyon even after Kedushas HaGuf. So we have to be talking about Menachos and Nesachim. It cannot possibly be talking about a behemoth. Therefore, this gufa would be the makar that there is such a thing as pidyon on something which has kedusha seguf, not only by behema, by menachos and nesachim as well. So what's the kamash from line? What is the Mishnah telling us when it says that menachos and nesachim do not have pidyon after the neskadish bekli? So the Gemara says, Lav ki haitome kari rechmane lebal mum, which as we said, kapshute means to say, the pasuk does not mean to be telling us that a tome and bal mum have the same din as far as pidyon. And then the Gemara continues, the mekli shoris le'ashkechon de mifrik. So Zalman Sander explains that the Gemara is bringing a raya. When it says, mekli shoris le'ashkechon de mifrik, that's the raya that our karcha don't make this hekesh to tell us that menachos and nesachim have pidyon when they're tome because they're like a bal mum. What is the raya? Right, so now Shabahima itself, after it had Shechita ready, you cannot be poided. After it had the Shechita, which is like a Kiddush Klishari, so you cannot be poided anymore. And he adds that even though the reason why you cannot be poided is for a different reason, because it cannot have Hamad of Aruch, as we mentioned before. Once the Behema is Shechted already, it's not possible to stand it up to do the Aruch, and therefore you cannot be poided. He adds that Tosis in Chulin says, even while it's a Mefer Cheses, after you shechted the simanim and it's still jumping around, it's also not considered roi for hamad of aracha. Rav Zalman Sander understands the reason why it's not roi for pidyon after you shechted bal mum is not because there's a din that after has a kiddush kli sharis, it's not roi for pidyon. It's only for a technical reason that you don't have hamad of aracha. In this point, Rav Zalman Sander is not like the Brisk Rav, which we quoted earlier in the shir. We quoted the Brisk Rav that there's two types of kedushas haguf. There's kedushas hapeh by behema, and then there's kiddush kli sharis. And the Brisk Rav proved this. He said that it's a different type of Kedusha. For now, Shtigmar is Mavur over here, that although Behemah has already Kedusha Saguf from the Kedusha Sapeh, but at that time it's still Roy for Pidyon, after it gets the additional Kedusha of Kiddush Klisharis, now it's no longer Roy for Pidyon. From here he proved that it's two different Kedushas. The Biskrov is understanding Ergamar that this is actually the reason why it's not Roy for Pidyon, once the Behemah had the Kiddush Klisharis of the Shechita. As far as this point, Rosalm Sanders understanding that like this, he understands there is no such din that the Kedusha Saguf of Behemah cannot have Pidyon after the Kiddush Klisharis, just for a technical reason that you can't have Hamad of Aracha. Bakapanam explains that this is enough already to say not to make this Hekish. If the whole Makar that Menachos and Nesachim, which are Tamei, have Pidyon, is from now which Behemah has Pidyon when it's a Balmum, since Behemah Balmum we don't find anywhere that it has Pidyon after it's in the Skadish Beklisharis, even though Echnam is for a different reason, Bakapanam we would not be able to learn Menachos and Nesachim that they have Pidyon after they're in the Skadish Beklisharis. Therefore he says this is what the Gemara means, we're bringing a Raya. Not to make the hekesh, the klisharis ashkechon de mifrach doesn't mean that it's not possible for something to have pidyon after it's niskadish from a klisharis, because we don't have a raya to that. The house of behemah balmum can have pidyon after shechita is really for a different reason. Ba'akapam, it's enough of a raya to say not to make the hekesh, and therefore lav ki haitomei kari rechmane lebalmum, when the Torah uses the lashon of tomei bei balmum, it's not to tell us that something which is tomei also has pidyon like a balmum. Now I'll mention another kash over here which Nachrinim ask, and that is, it sounds like from the Gemara that we're talking about a case where he shechted a balmum. The Gemara says, Mikli Shuris, the Ashukhan, the Mifrach, Rashi sounds like the case is that he shechted a behemah balmum and now it has Kiddush Klisharis. The Sakin is Makadashit at the time of Shechita. And here the Gemara is saying we don't find that it can have Pidyon. And the Kash that the Achrenim ask is that if you shech something which is possible, this balmum is possible for a carbon, then surely the Klisharis is not going to be Makadashit. So how is the Gemara trying to use this as an example of something which is Niskadish by Klisharis and doesn't have pidyon, shechting a balmum would not give it a kiddush klisharis. This kash is asked by the Karen Oyer, the Biskrov, the Taras HaKadosh, and other Achrenim as well. So there's one Taras which a number of Achrenim give, the Rishash has his Taras, the Taras HaKadosh also. The case could be talking about that the behemah became a balmum after Shechita. They quote Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chofheyom mit Beis. The Gemara says, Hatsirim uzen apar, v'achar kach kibol dom eiposel. If one makes a mum to the ear of the par, after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah, then is that it's possible. The Gemara makes a Joshua from a Pasuk, V'dokach midam par, par shehoi yekfar. We learned that it has to be that you do the Kabbalah Saddam from a par, which is the same par as it was at the time of the Shechita. Just like at the time of the Shechita, it cannot be a Balmum. At the time of the Kabbalah also, it's possible if it became a Balmum. So in this case, the Achrenim say, the Sakin is Mekanashit, that's a Kiddush Klisharis, afterwards it became a Balmum, and the din is that you cannot be Paidid anymore. So this is what the Gemara means, that we don't find anywhere that a Balmum, which has already Kiddush Klisharis, can have Pidyon. We should just mention that this Malach is not so poshut. There are some Achrenim, this is quoted by Shem Reb Chaim, that learned the Gemara over there in Zvachim Chofei, it's not the pshat that after Behemah had a Shechita, it could still get a Mum. The whole parasha of Mumin is only while the Behemah is alive. After the Shechita, there's no such thing as becoming a Balmum. That which the Gemara over there says, that it's possible because of this Drosha, parasha HaYekfar is a different din, The Joshua is not telling us that the parasha of Mumin applies even after Shechita. The Joshua is telling us it has to be the same parah from the Shechita till the Kabbalah. If the parah changed between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, at the time of the Kabbalah already had a Mumin, which it didn't have at the time of the Shechita, that's possible. But it's not possible because of the parasha of Mumin in the Torah. It's a new psal of parasha Hayakvar. According to that it's a new psal and doesn't have the status of a Balmum, and this obviously wouldn't be right. The Gemara is trying to show us that we find that a Balmum that had Kedushas Kli cannot be Nifta. Here it's not considered a Balmum Bechlal. It only got the Mum afterwards. It's a new psal. And since it's not the status of a Balmum, it anyways would not have the parasha of Pidyon. The parasha of Pidyon is only for Bali Mumin, not on this new type of psal. There's another teretz to this kasha from the Biskarov. This is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avraham over here in Ersegyo. The Biskarov wants to suggest the case of the Gemara could be Bedukim Shabayin according to the Shita of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that there's a certain type of Mumin where the dinner is in a Malu Lo Yerdu. So that would be an example of Behemoth which has a Psal Balmum. It's still, when you shecht it, it does give it a Kiddush Kli. This Behemoth could still potentially have a Akrova if the Mumin will be brought on the Mizbeach. So the Shita really is being Mekadosh with a Kiddush Kli Shares. So this is an example of a Balmum which does not have Pidyon after the Kiddush Kli Shares. Now, continue on. The Sugi over here discusses the Machoikis between Shmuel. In the beginning of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, that Menachos and Nesachim that only have Kedushas Damim, they could be Niftin even if they're still Tahar. The Gemara asks Kashas on Shmuel, and eventually the Gemara towards the bottom of Kuf Aleph from Aleph brings the sheet of Rav Kana who argues on Shmuel. Rav Kana holds Tmeim Niftin, Tahirim Ein Niftim. Kapitul, this is only Din Drabanon, as the Achrenim explain. Menachos and Nesachim that do not have a Kedushas Aguf, you could be paid them, but only if they're Tamei, if they're Tahar, you still cannot be paid them, Midar Abanon. The Gemara asked the Kasha on Shmuel from the Sefer of our Mishnah. Ha'ifas va'itzim va'alavayna v'kli sharis. The Mishnah says, Mishnidu einlam pidyon, shleinever pidyon elo be'behema. The Gemara's Kasha is, the Bishma ha'ifas, we understand, they cannot be paid them because they have Kedushas Aguf. With the Hakdosh of Bepeh alone, they already have Kedushas Aguf, and therefore we cannot be paid to them. Mashenk, in the other cases in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Eitzim, Levayna, and Kli sharis, the Gemara is bothered, why is it they don't have pidyon, lachar, they don't have Kedushas Aguf. Now what the Gemara means to say over there is, not that they never have Kedushas Aguf. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud says Mefurish that it's possible for Eitzim Velevayna to be Neskadish in the Kli Sharis and then they'll have Kedushas Aguf. Rashi and Tosfos over there in Zvachim both discuss how exactly this happens. How would Eitzim be Neskadish with the Kli Sharis? Rashi over there says that if they're shoveled off of the Mizbeach using a shovel of Kli Sharis, they'll be Neskadish with Kedushas Aguf. Tosfos over there has a tzad to say that when they're chopped, if the kardim, the axe that's used to chop them is Kli Sharis, perhaps that will be Mekadosh them Kedushas Aguf. But the Gemara is Mefurish over there that it's possible for Eitzim to have Kedushas Aguf, and Levayna as well. Rashi over there says that Levayna, when it's placed in the Bezichin, it gets Kedushas Aguf. What the Gemara means to say over here, the Achrayinim explain, this is in the Keren Oira and Me'ilah Daf Yutasam and Beis. Over there it discusses our Sugya, and this is how we explain to the Gemara, the Chaznisha as well, and Paro, Simin Gimel, Ois Aleph, also he discusses our Gemara, and this is how he says, what the Gemara means to say is that from that which the Mishnah and the Seifa did not differentiate between whether the Neskadosh and the Kli Sharis or not, as the Mishnah does in the Risha, then that will be Muchach that all these Eitzim, Levayna, and Kli Sharis, all of them are talking about, even in the case they did not have Kedushas Aguf, and still the Mishnah is saying that they did not have Pidyon. From here the Gemara wants to prove, not like Shmuel, as the Gemara explains, it must be the reason why they did not have Pidyon is because the only time something could be Nifta, even if it only has Kedushas Damim, is when it's Tamei, just as Menachas and Nesachim, when they only have Kedushas Damim, you can only be paid them when they're Tamei, not like Shmuel. Therefore, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, these are cases where they cannot be Tamei. Eitzim, the Gemara says, although there is potentially possibility for Eitzim to become Tamei, it's only after it's Meshapi Luhu. He prepares them, he smooths them down, makes them ready for the Mizbeach. Eitzim that we're talking about in the Mishnah is Eitzim which were not yet prepared. Therefore, they cannot be Mekabel Tomo. Levayna as well, the Gemara says, before the Kiddush Kli Sharis, they cannot be Mekabel Tomo. And Kli Sharis also, the Gemara says, even though they can become Tamei, but since they have Tahir B'mikvah, it has the status of something which is Tar, and therefore they do not have Pidyon. On this, the Gemara answers that even if this is correct, that the reason why Eitzim, Levayna, and Kli Sharis cannot have Pidyon, even though they only have Kedushas Damim, is because they're still usable, it wouldn't be right to Menachos and Nesachim, it wouldn't be a Kash on Shmuel, Menachos and Nesachim, which are more common, there perhaps the dinner that you could be paid to them, even if they're still Tahar. Now, focus for now for a few minutes on the din of Kli Sharis, whether the Kli Sharis have Pidyon. The Achrayim Ramadai from this sugyo, the Keren Oira Me'ilah Yutes, as well as other Shleim over here in our sugyo, they say, L'chor from Agamor is Mavur, that Kli Sharis Betzim do have Pidyon. The only time we say they do not have Pidyon is if the only problem that they have is that they're Tomei, and since you have the option of being Matar them in the Mikvah, therefore we do not allow to be paid to them. Originally, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from here, not like Shmuel, that anything which is tar does not have pidyon. The Maisa of the Gemara is madchadis. This would not be right. Other places like Menachos and Nesachim, since klishayis are loishchiach, that's why we do not allow to be paid to them, since they have the option of being retired them in the mikvah. But what about in the case where the klishayis is no longer usable? The Gemara in Tzvachim Daf Peicha, so Menachos discusses different types of damages which happen to a kli. And the Gemara there is mavur that we don't patch up kalim of klishayis. It's a gnai. It's not considered respectable. But akapanim, if something happened to a kli and it's no longer usable, and the chayim of died from our Gemara, you should be able to be paid to them. The only reason you would not be paid to them is because they're still usable, which is a din d'rabbanon. So whether you say, not like Shmuel, that anything which is still usable, we don't allow pidyon, or only specifically over here because it's leishchiach. But either way, the mashmaris of our Gemara would be that if it's really not usable anymore, then the klishayis would have pidyon. So the achronim bring, and this tais is already enough kufa mitbeis, the bottom tais is the remaschul klishayis, they bring the pashas, this is machlekes tanoim, imil daf yitasa mitbeis, whether klishayis have pidyon. There's a machlekes between Reb Nechemya and the Chachamim, whether you say yesh moyal achar moyal b'klisharis or ein moyal achar moyal. The general rule is that if something belongs to Hegdish and a person takes it to use for himself, that's me'ilah, and through the me'ilah, the item that he took is yotzeh l'chulin. By taking it for himself, we look at it as if he took it away from Hegdish, it became his, he becomes mechuyev to pay back Hegdish. Therefore, once he used it for himself once already and he was moyal, it's not possible to have a second me'ilah, because we no longer consider this item to belong to Hegdish. However, the Mishnah says there are a few exceptions. One exception is a behemoth which is a carbon, a live behemoth. There the din is that even if you used it for yourself and you were nana from it, it's not yotze l'chulin, it still belongs to Hegdish. Therefore, if a second person comes and also uses the behemoth, he'll also be mayal. And Gapshuta, the reason for this is that since behemoth is not yotze l'chulin al-yidei pidyon, since it has kedusha asagof, it's not possible to be paid to it, therefore it's also not yotze l'chulin al-yidei me'ila. Mila is not any better than pidyon, something which cannot possibly go out l'chulin, even if he would be paid it onto money. Also, when he's mayal, it's not yotze l'chulin, it always remains hegdish. Therefore, yesh mayal achar mayal. As the machaikus over there between the Chacham and Reb Nechemya. The Chacham hold, the only example of yesh mayal achar mayal is a behema. And Reb Nechemya says, behema vikli sharis. Reb Nechemya adds that kli sharis also have din yesh mayal achar mayal. So even though most items which belong to hegdish ain't mayal achar mayal, something which has the kedusha of a kli sharis, Reb Nechemya says, on that we say yesh mayal achar mayal. Now the Pasha says, and this is how Tosis by us over here, and the Kufa Medbeis, the Baram Tosis, this is how Tosis assumes, the Machaikas between Reb Nechemya and the Chacham is whether Kli Sharis have Kedusha Saguf. Reb Nechemya holds that they have Kedusha Saguf, and therefore it's not Shaykh to be paid to them, since they do not have Pidyon, and therefore Yesh Moyal Achar Moyal. The same way they're not Yotze L'chul Na Yidei Pidyon, they're also not Yotze L'chul Na Yidei Me'ilo, therefore it's possible to Moyal them a few times. Hashem and the Chacham hold that Kli Sharis do not have Kedusha Saguf, they do have Pidyon, therefore, since they have pidyon, they're also yotze l'chulin al yidei me'ilo, therefore ein moyal achar moyal. Tosfos Bayas is coming to explain our Mishnah, that which it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah that klisharis do not have pidyon, and he begins by saying that the Mishnah fits well with the sheet of Reb Nechemya, who holds yesh moyal achar moyal. Tosfos quotes the Gemara over there that explains the svar of Reb Nechemya, im acherim revin l'dei milo hu atzmei l'koshikein, if a klisharis can mekayish something else to give him milo, it itself for sure has kiddush, l'char Tosfos means to say, in itself has Kedusha Saguf, for that reason it doesn't have Pidyon. Then Taisa continues and he says that no, the Mishnah Bayos could fit even with the Shita of the Chachamim. Even though the Chacham hold Ein Mayal Achar Mayal, which means they do not have Kedusha Saguf, and if the Aryats of the Chul Nadei Pidyon, still Taisa says, Midarbanan Ein Niftim. There's a Din Darbanan not to be played the Klisharis. And Taisa continues and he says the Gemara is mashm like this on Daf Kof Aleph. The Gemara also seems to understand that the Pshat and the Mishnah is only a Din Darbanan, Mishum Delei Shchichi. That's how the Gemara was matcha that the Mishnah is not a kasha on Shmuel. Even Shmuel is masking that you cannot be paid the klisharis midrabanon because they're not shchiach. So the maskana of Tosis seems to be that you could have said the pshat in our Mishnah is that it's going like Reb Nechemya, but the Gemara's understanding the pshat in the Mishnah like the rabbanon that it's only a din rabbanon not to be paid the klisharis because it's leishchiach, or like the Gemara originally thought that midrabanon you cannot be paid to anything which is star, even menachas and esachim, not like Shmuel. But the Gemara would not fit with the sheet of Reb Nechemya. Tosis seems to be saying, because according to Reb Nechemya, you cannot be paid the klisharis midiraisa, since yesh moyal achar moyal, they have kedusha saguf, therefore midiraisa, they do not have pidyon. Now, just mentioned briefly that Tosfos over there, Me'ila has a different pshat in the sugya there, that the machoikas of Reb Nechemya and the Chachamim is not whether klisharis have kedusha saguf, and therefore they do not have pidyon. Everyone is masking that klisharis do have pidyon, Tosfos says. The machoikas over there is a different nekuda, we won't get into that right now. According to the way Tosfos over there learns, our sugya over here could be going to Kuli Alma,
Gemara by us, which is mavur, that klishayis do have pidyon, it's only a din darabonim not to be paid to them, that could fit even with Rabbi Nechemya. But Akapan will focus now according to the way Taisus by us learns, which is more the pashas of the sig over there in Mi'ila, that the machlekes Chacham and Rabbi Nechemya is whether klishayis have klishayis aguf, and therefore they do not have pidyon, or they do not have klishayis aguf, and therefore they do have pidyon. According to that, as Taisus over here is mashma, the hemshach of our sig and nafkuf off would only fit with the sheet of the Chachamim, now with the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Now the problem with this Taisus, however, is, and this Achreinim ask, that Kaputa we paskin like Rabbi Nechemya, that's how the Rambam paskins, in Perek Vav Hilchus Mi'ila, Halacha Dalid, and furthermore the Achreinim bring the Dar Stomach, the Gemaras, the Astam Gemaras, which are mashma like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, the Yeshma Elachamayel B'Kli Sharis, the Lashlema brings the Gemara, which we mentioned before in Zvachim Peiches, the Gemara there is Mavur, that once Kli Sharis are no longer usable, you have to be going to them, you bury them, Mashma says that you cannot be paid to them. Is the Gemara also Yumad after Yud Gimel, which is mashm like this? Al-Kabam, since we have a few stomach the Gemaras which are mashm like Rabbi Nechemya, and that's how the Rambam paskins, then it will be difficult to say that Ersig over here, and Daf Kofalaf only fits with the sheet of the Chachamim, now with the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. So the Mahach to answer this problem, which many Achrayim bring, the Karnayu which we mentioned in Me'ilo, the Chaznish in Parah, the Arsameach in Hilchas Esun Rizbech, Perak Vavalach Adalid, and others as well, they all say the Chared is a simple terrace to this Kasha. And that is that even if we hold like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, that klishayis do have kedushas aguf, and therefore they do not have pidyon midai raisa, but it's not a kasha from the sigah over here in Daf Kof Aleph. And they explain, the Ikar Yisoid really is mevur in the Raivin and Teres Kainim and Parshas Bechukosai, that even if klishayis do have kedushas aguf, it's only after avaydosan mechan chosan. There is an order for klishayis to get the full kiddush, it has to be neschanach, it has to be inaugurated, the avod itself is what's mechanach them and gives them the full kedusha. And the Ravid's mevur that before they have the avodosan mechan choson, they only have kedushas dam and they can have pidyon. Once they have the kedushas aguf, like the avodosan mechan choson, now they no longer have pidyon. Based on this, the Achrayim would say we could understand the Gemara over here. But the Gemara asks a kasha from a Mishnah on Shmuel. The Gemara asks from Nevush, the Seifa says that Itzim, Levoina, and Klisharis, all of them, ain't lam pidyon. And the Gemara was bothered. The Achrayim, why do they not have pidyon? The Gemara wanted to prove from this, not like Shmuel, anything which is tar cannot have pidyon in darabanon. And we explained already before that Itzim and Levina, it's not the Pshat that they never have Kedushas Aguf. It is possible for them to have Kedushas Aguf like they Kiddush Klisharis. However, the Gemara's Medayik from now, the Mishnah and the Seifa did not differentiate between before Kiddush Klisharis and after Kiddush Klisharis. Mashmoy says that Itzim and Levina always have Pidyon, and that the Gemara was bothered by Lecher before they have Kiddush Klisharis. The only Kedusha that they have is Kedushas Damim. Why should they not have Pidyon? From there, the Gemara proved not like Shmuel. The same way we explained that way as far as Itzim and Levina, the Achrayim said we could say the same thing as far as Klisharis. Eichnam Klisharis can possibly have Kedushas Aguf, but the Mishnah which says that Klisharis does not have Pidyon, it does not differentiate between after they have Kedushas Aguf, Aydei Avodosan Mechan Chosan, and before they have Kedushas Aguf, before the Avodosan Mechan Chosan. Therefore, the Mashmais of the Mishnah would be that Klisharis never have Pidyon. Now, the Gemara's Kasha, in the case where they only have Kedushas Damim, why should they not have Pidyon? If then we want to bring a right now like Shmuel, anything which is still usable does not have Pidyon Midir Rabbanan. According to this, you do not have to say that Ersig is only according to the Chacham, not according to Rabbi Nechemya. The Sugi fits very well with Rabbi Nechemya. Although Rabbi Nechemya holds Yesh Moyel Achar Moyel, which means that Klisharis do not have Pidyon, that's only after Avidosan Mechan Choson. The different Gemaras which the Achrayim quoted, which are Mavur, Stam Gemaras which are Mavur that Klisharis do not have Pidyon, that's after they already had Avidosan Mechan Choson. Rabbi Nechemya is masking that before Avidosan Mechan Choson, they only have Klisharis Domim, and that was the Gemara's Kasha, from that which the Mishnah did not differentiate. That's Muchel, even when they have Kedushas Damim, still they do not have Pidyon. That's where the Gemara wants to bring a right now like Shmuel, and that's where the Gemara was Deicha, that the only reason why they don't have Pidyon at that point is a Din Darabonim, because it's not Shchiach. Once they do have Avodosan Mechan Chosan, and then they have Kedushas Aguf, then really they would not have Pidyon Midai Raisa. This is how many Achrayim explain our Sugya. The Shaila, however, is, and this issue was raised by the Keren Oira and the Oyla Shleima in our Sugya, can we fit this in Rashi over here? Rashi in Arsig and Dibur Meschel El Eitzim Velevoina explains, in the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's bothered, why is it that Eitzim, Levoina, and Klisharis do not have Pidyon in the Mishnah? So Rashi is explaining, why are we assuming that the case is talking about they do not have Kedushas Aguf? So Eitzim, Levoina, Rashi says, because they didn't get to have Kiddush Bekli. Then Rashi continues and he says, Klisharis, why are we assuming that Klisharis only have Kedushas Domim, and therefore we're bothered that it should have Pidyon? Rashi says, Dalav Kedushas Aguf Ninu El Machshirei Karben Heim. Is the Shaila and the Achrayim whether these words are going back on Eitzim Velevoina as well? Akapon, for now, we'll just assume that this is an explanation of Klisharis. Raj is explaining, why is it that Klisharis does not have Kedushas Aguf? And that's what the Gemara is asking, that they should have Pidyon. Rashi says they don't have Kedushas Aguf because they're only Machshirei Karbin. And the Achrayim will say that from this Rashi, Gulchay will be Mashma, that klisharis can never get a kedusha saguf. In other words, even after avidos mechan chosan, if the whole reason why Rashi is explaining they don't have kedusha saguf is because they're only machshirei carbon, something which is only a machshir, something which is not the carbon itself, cannot get kedusha saguf. It's always kedusha as domim. Even after avidos mechan chosan, still it's only machshirei carbon and would not have kedusha saguf. This Rashi lechayr would not fit with the shita of Reb Nechemya, the way the parshas of the Gemara Me'ilah is mavur that Reb Nechemya holds that klisharis do have kedusha saguf and therefore they do not have pidyon. Now, see, the Rashi is learning our sugya aderech the way the Taisa says at the bottom of Kofa Medbeiz, as sugya is only going with the Shita of the Chacham, not according to Reb Nechemya. And according to Rashi, you would see that this Kufa would be the machoikas between Reb Nechemya and the Chachamim. The Chacham hold like this svar of Rashi, that something which is only machshir carbon cannot get kedusha saguf. And Reb Nechemya would hold not like that. Reb Nechemya would hold even something which is machshir carbon could get kedusha saguf. So we'll come with that both according to Rashi in our sugya and according to Taisa on Kofa Medbeiz, our sugya is only going with the Shita of the Chacham, not according to Reb Nechemya. However, as many Achayim say, L'chayr, there's a simple way of explaining our Gemara that it could fit even with the Shita of Reb Nechemya. And as the Gemara is asking from Klisharis, which did not yet have Avidos and Mechan Chosan, the Mishnah's Mashmah, even over there, they did not have Pidyon, and that was the Gemara's Kasha. If they don't have Kedushas Dam, why don't they have Pidyon? That's the Gemara says, either this is right now like Shmuel, or here specifically, this is Din Midar Banan not to be paid to them, because Klisharis is Shchichi. Now, we'll continue on to the next Sugyo, the Sugyo of Eichel Shi'ata Yochel La'achiloy La'achirim. The Shita of Reb Shimon is, Oichel, which is Osir Ba'ano, is not Matamah Tumas Oichlin. He learns it from the pasuk of Kol Ha'Oichel Asher Yeochel. From there we learn that Oichel Shi'at Yeochel La'achil La'achim in a Kori Oichel. Now the Gemara over here brings at the bottom of Kofal from Ad Aleph, B'Shem Reb Oishia. Reb Oishia said B'Das Reb Shimon that if one is Mefagel during the Akrov of a Mincha, then it is that Mincha is not Matamah Tumas Oichlin since it's Osir Ba'ano. Now further on, about halfway down Kofal from Ad Beis, we're asked the kasha on Rabbi Shia from now, which Rabbi Shimon says in Rabbi Isa, that sometimes Neisr is Matamah Tumas Eichlin, sometimes Neisr is not Matamah Tumas Eichlin. If it was Lon Lefnei Zriko, so the Bostrom never had a Shasa Kaysher, ain't a Matamah Tumas Eichlin. If it was Lon Lachar Zriko, so there was a Shasa Kaysher, Matamah Tumas Eichlin. Then the Brisa continues, Pigal, if he was Mefagal, so Bein Bekotche Kotchim, Bein Bekotche Kalim, ain't a Matamah Tumas Eichlin. In that case, the Bostrom never had a Shasa Kaysher, so it's not Matamah Tumas Eichlin. Pigo b'mincha, there the Braisa says, Matamah Tumas Eichlin. From here the Gemara asks Akasha and Rabbi Shia said, B'das Rav Shimon, that if he's Mefago and a mincha, it's not Matamah Tumas Eichlin. And this Gemara answer is, Kansha Hoysel Shasa Kosher, Kansha Loysel Shasa Kosher. The Braisa is talking about where the mincha had a Shasa Kosher. Rabbi Shia was talking about that it never had a Shasa Kosher, which the Gemara explains means, the case is that he was Makdash the wheat while it was still Mechuber. So before he was Makdash it, while it was still attached, it's not Matamah Tumas Eichlin because anything that's attached to the ground is not Matamah Tumas Eichlin. Then when he's Magdash it, so we never had a Shasa Kosher. The point of this Gemara is to get to the next Kasha. The next Kasha is asking on that which we had before on Kufal from Adal, if there were two Lashonis over there, B'das Rabbi Shia, how does he hold as far as the Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Kana, whether Menachos and Nesachim only have Kedushas Dom, not Kedushas Haguf, could they be Nifter if they're still Tar? The first Lashon said B'das Rabbi Shia that Tahirim ain't Niftim. And second Lashon said, B'das Rabbi Shia, Tahirim Niftim. The Gemara over here asks Akash, if you hold like the second Lashon, that Rabbi Shia himself holds Tahirim are Nifte, even in the case where he's Mekadosh the wheat while it was still attached to the ground, that should still be called Ha'il Shasa Kosher, because after he cuts the wheat before he's Mekadosh it in the Kli, it only has Kedushas Domim, and at that point it can be paid it even though it's Tar, and since he can't theoretically be paid it, that's enough to make it Ha'il Shasa Kosher. That's the Gemara's Kasha. But I'll go upon him, Taisov and Adir Maschel Pigal, he asks an important kasha. He asks that when the Gemara brings the Braisa to ask on Rabbi Shia, the Braisa where Shimon says, Pigal b'mincha is Matamah Tumas Eichlin, the Gemara understands B'das Rabbi Shia, that he understands B'das Rabbi Shimon that there's no chiluk between Hoyle Shasa Kosher and Lohoyle Shasa Kosher. Therefore, the Gemara understood Rabbi Shia that when he says B'das Rabbi Shimon that if you're Mefagon Amincha, it's not Matamah Tumas Eichlin, it means even if there was a Shasa Kosher. That was the Gemara's Kasha, that from the Raisa you see Rav Shimon is Mechalik. Like you see for the case of Neisar, you see he's Mechalik between Hoyle Shasa Kosher and Lohoyle Shasa Kosher. And Pigo B'mincha Matamah Tumas Eichlin, if some of the Gemara understood, that's because Hoyle Shasa Kosher. And the Kasha of Tosis is, if the Gemara held B'das Rav Ishia, that it does not make such a chilek in Rav Shimon, then we could have asked in Rav Ishia if now what Rav Shimon said earlier, ready at the top of the Amma, the Gemara quoted the Tosefta, over there Rav Shimon says that by Basar V'cholov, over there it is Matamah Tumas Eichlin. As the Tosefta over there says, Moedir Rav Shimon v'Basar v'Cholov, Shem Matamah Tumas Eichlin hoi v'hoi lo yishasa kosher. This is Tosefta's kasha, how could we have a Havmin of B'das Rav Ishia, that he understood Rav Shimon's din to be true even by Hoylei Shasa Kosher. If so, we could have asked on that from that which we saw already from Rav Shimon by Basar Rechov that there is Moed that is Matama to Masa Yichlen. This is the Kasha of Tosfos. So in this Tosfos answers, he says, no, really we knew all along that there is a chiluk between Shasa Kosher and Hoylei Shasa Kosher. As Rav Shimon says by Basar Rechov, since it had a Shasa Kosher, therefore it is Matama to Masa Yichlen. However, there's a difference between the Shasa Kosher of Basar Rechov and the Shasa Kosher over here by a Mincha. By Basar Vechov, the Shasa Kosher is, after ready the Basar and Cholov were mixed together, it already has the shame of Basar Vechov, yet still din is that it's not Osir Bano until you cook the two of them together. That's where Shimon holds that it will be Matama to Masa Yichlin. Since after it already had the shame of Basar Vechov, it was still Mutar Bano, it only became Osir Bano later after he was Mevashal. By Shankin over here by a Mincha, Tosis explains, that which had Shasa Kosher before it was Niskadish, before he's Mekadosh the flower from a mincha, then it was Mutar Bano, but then it wasn't a mincha bichlal. That would not be considered that it had a Shasa Kosher. The only way we would be able to call it a Shasa Kosher is if after it already had a Shem Mincha, it was Niskadosh already, if somehow it was still Mutar Bano, then we would understand the Rav Shimon would hold that it's Matama to Masaychel, and that's called that it had a Shasa Kosher. But that which it had a Shasa Kosher before it was a mincha bichlal, before it had on it the Shem which gives it its Isser, that's not called Shasa Kosher. Therefore, we understood that when Rabbi Yishiyah says B'das Rav Shimon that if from a fagel and a mincha is not matama to Mas Eichlin, the Gemara thought that that means even in a case it was not magdish the wheat while it was still attached. He cut the wheat and only at a later point he was magdish it for a mincha, and before he was magdish it was mutar b'hano, but that would not be considered a shasa kosher. Afterwards, when he's magdish it and now it has a shei mincha, now already it's osir b'hano, that would make it that it's not matama to Mas Eichlin. Therefore, the Gemara asked the kashan Rabbi Yishiyah if now Rav Shimon himself says that if one is mefagel mincha ledin is that it's matama to Masa Yichlin. And the Kasha Gemara understood Rabbi Yishiyah that he does not differentiate when he was mekadosh the flower, if he was mekadosh while it was still attached or afterwards. He held that Rabbi Shimon would hold in this case always the din is that if you're mefagel in the krov of the mincha would now be matama to Masa Yichlin, since this is not considered that had a shasa kosher, the outro was mutar but not before it was niskadosh, that's not going to make a difference over here, because at that point it didn't have a shema mincha bechlal. And the Sefer Eilu Shlomi points out that if we take a look at Rashi over here, towards the top of the Amid, when the Gemara originally brought the case of the Tesefta, that Basar V'chol, Rav Shimon is Moideh, so Lashon of Rashi over there, and Dibur Maskel, Hoy V'hoy Lo Shasa Kosher, Rashi says, like Tosis tells us by us. Rashi says, the case is, the Taru Le Kuli Yayma Bechalba, if one soaks the meat the whole day in Cholov, Lo Yimitzar Achi Vashlanu, it's not going to become Osir, unless he cooks it. This is like Tosis says, what makes Basar V'chol of Hoylei Shasa Kosher is the fact that even after they're combined together, they're still not Osir until he's Mevashal it. Now, the Shlomo says if you take a look in Rashi and Psochim, they also, the Gemara mentions the Inyan, the Basar V'chol of Hoylei Shasa Kosher, and Rashi over there explains, this is at the top of the Amud, Chofei Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschal Orlo, he says Hoylei Shasa Kosher means Kodem Shenitin B'chol of. Before you put the meat together with the milk, they were both Mutar Ba'ano, for that reason Basar V'chol of is considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher. And further on over there, on the same moment, in Dibur Maschal Zosei Meres, Rashi brings B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, who learned that the Hoylei Shasa Kosher of Basar V'cholov is that if you soak the meat and milk together, it does not become Basar until you cook it. That's how Derech Rashi says over here in Ersig, yo. However, over there in Psachim, Rashi rejects this chat. Rashi holds that the reason why it's called Hoylei Shasa Kosher is, like you said originally, before they're put together, they're Mutar Bano, that's enough to be considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher. And the other Shema points out, L'chair, it's a steer to the Rashi Bayos. Here Rashi Bayos explains that Hoylei Shasa Kosher of Basar V'chol is after they're already combined. And he says, the Teretz is, Alderech what Tosis tells us in Ersugyo, there's a chiluk between the Havmin of our Gemara and L'maskona. In the Havmin of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Kashan Rabbi Ishiyo, at that point the Gemara held B'das Rabbi Ishiyo that it's only considered Shasa Kosher after it already has the Shem Isser. That's how the Gemara understood why Rabbi Ishiyo would be Mechalik between Basar V'cholov and a Mincha that was Nismagel. Basar V'cholov, Rabbi Ishiyo holds, is considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher, because after they're combined, it already has the shame of Basar V'cholov, still Smutar Ba'ano, Mashen Kein Mincha, even though there was a point in time that the flour was Mutar Ba'ano, but that was before it had a shame Mincha, that would not be considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher. Tosfos was explaining the half-mean of the Gemara, but once we get to the Teretz of the Gemara, the Gemara in the Teretz says that Rabbi Ishiyo is masking with Das Rav Shimon, that if there's a point in time that the flour was Mutar Ba'ano before it was Niskadosh as a Mincha, that is enough to be considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher and will be Matam to Mas Eichlin. Rabbi Yishiyah was talking about in the case where he was Mekadosh the wheat while it was still attached. Only then is it considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher. As Rabbi Yishiyah said, B'das Rav Shimon, that will not be Matam to Mas Eichlin. So the Maskana Sai Gemara, you don't have to say the Basar V'chol is considered Hoylei Shasa Kosher, like the way Rashi said originally, which is the Pshat that Rashi Yom Sachem rejects, that after they're combined, they're still mutter bahana. You could say the hoilah shasta kosher is before they're combined. The fact that they don't have a shein basar v'chov at that point is not a problem. That's still enough to be considered hoilah shasta kosher. The same thing we see over here, the maskana say Gemara, that if there was wheat which was mutter bahana before it had a shein mincha, that's also enough to be considered hoilah shasta kosher. Now, if we take a look at Nagois from Rabbi Lezer Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara on this Taisvis, he says that L'chor you can answer Taisvis' Kasha along the same lines as Taisvis, but it's slightly different. He says, the Nidin over here in the Sugya about Rav Shimon's Din, Eichel Shiyat Yochel La'achir La'achim Ein Ikari Eichel, it's not Matama Tumas Eichlin. So although we know already from the Taisefta, which we brought earlier, that Rav Shimon is Mechalik between Ho'ilish Asa Kosher and Lo'ilish Asa Kosher, however, at the point of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Kasha in Rabbi Ishiya, the Gemara understood that Rabbi Ishiya holds B'das Rav Shimon, when could something be considered Ho'ilish Shasa Kosher? That if there was a point in time that it was Mutar Ba'anah, and at that moment it could be Matama Tumas Eichlin, and even later when it becomes Asr Ba'anah, it could still be Matame, it can only be considered Shasa Kosher if at that moment it had already become Hukshir L'Kabal Tumah. We know that the Klal is, in order for Eichlin to be Mekabal Tumah, it has to first have a Hechshir, it has to touch one of the seven Mashkim, and only then it becomes Roy L'Kabal Tumah. If the time of Shasa Kosher was before it had a Hechshir L'Kabal Tumah, that's not considered a Shasa Kosher. Shasa Kosher has to be that it already had a Hechshir, it already is Roy L'Kabal Tumah. If something Tumah will touch it, it already will have a din of an Eichlin to be Mekabal Tumah, and at that moment it was still Mutar Ba'anah. Then the din is that if afterwards it becomes Asr Ba'anah, it still is considered an Eichel and it could be Mekabal Tumah. If, however, the Shasa Kosher, when it was still considered an Eichel, it wasn't yet Asr Ba'anah, and it could be Mekabal Tumah, but that's the moment when it hadn't yet had a Hechshir yet, so practically speaking, even if something with Tumah would touch it, it would not become Tumah, that's not considered a Shasa Kosher. If in the case of Basar V'Cholov, as soon as the Cholov touches the Basar is ready Roy L'Kabal Tumah, that's a Hechshir, and at that moment it wasn't yet Asr Ba'anah, so that's something which is considered to have a Shasa Kosher. It was still Mutar Ba'anah at a moment in time that it already had a Hechshir, and the mice, if something Tamei touches, it will become Tamei. That's called Shasa Kosher. However, in Rabbi Ishiya's case, when Rabbi Ishiya said to Bedas Rav Shimon that if one is Mefagal Mincha, Rav Shimon would hold that it's not Matama Tumas Eichlin, the more understood the Pshat of Rabbi Ishiya is, since the wheat for a Mincha cannot come in contact with water after it's cut from the ground, because then it will become Chametz, and a Mincha is not allowed to become Chametz, so the Seilis, the flower of a Mincha, never had a Hechshir L'Kabal Tumah because it did not come in contact with water. So that's where Rabbi Ishiya says, even though there was a point in time after it was cut from the ground that it did not have any Yisr Hanoh, at that point it could have become Tameh if it had Hechshir, but since in this case it did not have Hechshir, so Rabbi Ishiya held B'das Rav Shimon that a point in time which did not yet have Hechshir, that's not called Shasa Kosher. That's where Rabbi Ishiya said at Klal that any Mincha which is Nispagel, the din is that it's not in Tameh Tumas Eichlin. He did not differentiate whether you were Makdish the wheat while it was attached or not, because he held that even if you Makdish the wheat after it was caught, still, let's not call it a had a Shasa Kosher, since it did not have a Hechshir L'Kabal Tumah. This is how the Gemara understood Rabbi Ishiya, and this is why the Gemara did not ask from the case of Basar V'Cholov, that would not be a Kasha under Rabbi Ishiya. What the Gemara did ask, however, is we find Rav Shimon did say in a Braisa that there is a case where one is Mefagel and Mincha, and it is Matama Tumas Eichlin. Therefore, the Gemara was forced to say that Rabbi Ishiya really is Maskim, that a Shasa Kosher, or it was Mutar Ba'anah before it had a Hechshir, is called a Shasa Kosher. When Rabbi Ishiya said B'das Rav Shimon that if you're Mefagel Mincha, it's not Matama Tumas Eichlin, he's talking about a case where you're Makdish the wheat before it was detached from the ground, so it never had any Shasa Kosher B'chlal. If it would have been Makdish it after it was detached, even though it was not Hoshel L'Kabal Tumah, that would still be called a Hadash Shasa Kosher, and it would be Matama Tumas Eichlin. Now just finish off with one final La'ara. After the Gemara says this, that Akarach Rabbi Ishiya was talking about in the case where he was Makdish it while it was still Mechubar, so the Gemara then asks Akasha from Amar Aleph, and Lashon was said over from Rabbi Ishiya that Afilu Tahirim Niftim, if Rabbi Ishiya holds that he could be paid to the Chitim even if it's Tahar, until the point in time that they get a Kedusha Saguf, when he's Mekarish them in a Klisharis, if so, the Gemara held that they also should be called Ha'ilei Shasa Kosher, since it's an option of Pidyon. And the Sfasemis over here points out, he says, L'chayra, it's sad to say that you cannot be paid to Tahirim, it's because of the Din Drabbanan, that's something which is Roy for the Mizbeach, should not be Nifta. L'chayra, that Din, the Sfasemis says, would only start after it's actually ready for the Mizbeach. After it's ground into flour and it's ready for a Mincha, then we would say that if it's still tar, one cannot be paid it. However, before it's ready for the Mincha, before it's ground into flour, then the Chayr, everyone would be maskim that it still has pidyon. It's not something which is ready for the Mizbeach. And if so, he asks, why is this Akasha specifically under Rabbi Ishiya? The Chayr, this is Akasha l'kuli alma. If the Gemara held in the Havmina, that since there's an option of being paid it, that's enough to make it that it had a Shasa Kosher, and why is this only Kasha if you hold like the Lashon that Rabbi Ishiya said, Afilu Tahirim Niftim, even like the Lashon that holds that Tahirim are not Niftim, but over here there's a possibility to be paid it before it's turned into flour, and roi from the mizbeach, there lechayr everyone will be masking that you could be paid it, and if so, it did have a shasa kosher. There's an interesting horror from the Sasemes, and we'll leave this as a kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.